I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is Friday, June the 28th, regular session of our Commissioners' Court. We'll start this morning with an invocation. I'll give that, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the opportunity that we all have to be here together as citizens of this great county, this great state, and this great nation. We're thankful for all those who are willing to serve and to protect our freedoms, and those who are willing to serve in elected office. We pray that your Spirit will be with them and guide them, that they will make good decisions, and bless us today, that we will look at our agenda and that we will do what is best for this county. We're thankful for the many blessings that we have, and particularly the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that we could all be saved. And we say these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is to consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the meeting held on June 14, 2013.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve those minutes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Approved payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. D, are there budget amendments?
We have some confusion on that first one there. Need some more research, I think. So I move to approve the budget amendments with the exception of
this line item transfer?
The line item transfer, yeah.
Second.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the budget amendments, excluding the first one, which is a transfer from District Attorney 4125 to non-departmental 4955.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Aye.
Thank you.
Yes.
Item A, are the accounts payable?
I got some questions. Got a lot of paperwork too on it. Madam Treasurer, I was reading this online last night, and that check that was to Juvenile made wrong, or maybe it's Janice. I don't know who I need to ask about. $77 or something went, supposed to go to Verizon?
Yes.
It was just labeled wrong on the ledger, right?
It was paid to the wrong vendor.
Oh, okay.
Is what it was.
Okay.
And y'all had approved the amount and everything, and we ran it through the judge, and the judge said pay it, the auditor said pay it, because it would have had a late fee.
We're recording.
Okay, now, but it's corrected in our...
Yes, it is.
Books.
Yes. And it's juvenile, it was juvenile funds, and basically, that is state funds, and it can be paid basically at any time. It's not y'all's to...
Okay.
Just ours to record.
Yes, yes.
Okay, looks like we've paid off our note at First National Bank?
Yes, you did. With it, it brought down the interest amount and everything, because we had paid it early. And there's a letter attached to everything, because they had applied the prior payment wrong. And in fact, we were $113.30 off from on the principal, and but they had already applied that, but I did not show that on their side, but I made them send me something, and they said it was their error where they had done a discrepancy. So it's with all the bill, everything is all compiled for the outside auditor's pool, or their state, their bank exam to pull.
Okay,
so everything is explained, but it is completely paid off.
That's
it
good.
Will, I'll take it to the bank July the 1st, that's when it is.
Okay.
It's running today, but July the 1st when they do get the check.
Okay, and then our MMI contract that we paid about $68,000, is that our part, or was that all the grant money that came in? Or?
We have to pay that first before any, no grant money
we get reimbursed.
Yet.
We have to pay it and they reimburse us.
We've spent out quite a bit of money, and I've had Janice call and ask when we would get part of that back.
She's been doing the paperwork, right?
Yes.
But we've been signing it and submitting it.
Okay.
And we got
as quick as we get bills.
We got this bill, today's Friday. We got the bill Wednesday. And he came in, contractor David came in yesterday and asked if he would be paid today, and I said yes. Normally I would not pay a bill for 30 days, but that is when we get the money back on. And we want to pay that, so
pay it and get
part of that money back.
Get paperwork done and get our money back.
We have to. The same thing like a stop loss on insurance. We have to pay that to get it back.
Okay. That's all I have.
I had a comment. I had the auditor run our bills on our food for the jail from March the 1st through June the 26th of this year, as compared to the same time period last year, we have spent roughly $22,000 less in about March, April, May, 15, 16 weeks. So we're actually looking good and better than we did last year.
And that's with an increase in prisoner count too, isn't it?
I asked the auditor, it's running about the averages within 8 or 10, up or down. That's a pretty significant savings of nearly a little over $1,000 a week as compared to last year. I move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, second by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Judge, I have on this accounts payable, that is what we normally give you. And this is the one that y'all asked for 6 and 28. Did y'all get this? Shows everything that was written. Okay, do y'all want to submit this? You've already approved it once. Do you want this submitted like that again? Or is it just for your records? There was a little bit of misunderstanding.
No, I think
you
just go with that, don't you?
Because y'all
I think
asked.
It just be for my records. I don't think it needs
okay.
to be recorded.
That's what I need to know for sure. Because it is the same thing you've already approved. It just shows the check numbers with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. That cuts down.
Y'all can scan and email it to us, and we don't have to print the paper and all that stuff. We can just look at it.
Yes, and we can keep the machine up going like it's supposed to go.
Yeah, I am.
So.
Item 3F is to accept the recording auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, and the state and county tax summary.
Move to accept for recording the documents.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gentry to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Judge, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
We have garbage trucks that run our neighborhood. Do they have to have a permit? Because I've noticed that we've got actually two different companies that run out there. One of them runs somewhere between 8 and 10 o'clock at night. And I'm just wondering, do they have to have a permit?
No, sir.
They don't?
Randy, did we take action?
On G?
Okay.
Okay.
Back on item 3G, we didn't take any action. It's the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Spencer to, actually, it's to approve those.
Approve, I'm sorry.
To approve those. Those in favor?
Aye.
Item 3G is accomplished. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve expenditures from the JP Technology Fund for repair of scanner in JP number 3.
Move to approve expenditure for the repair of the scanner in JP 3 from the technology fund.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the expenditure out of JP Technology for JP 3. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Seventy.
$79.50 with tax.
Yes, we did.
$79.50, tax included.
We don't pay tax.
Oh, never mind. It was $79.50. I missed a $4.50.
Or did he ask the question?
$79.
Item 5 is discuss and take action to request proposals for county software. And Madam.
You have your little proposal. Greg from the Parks Office, County Parks Office in Brandy did an awesome job on putting this together. Greg included a gap assessment for us also to where they will come in and look and see what we need as far as how the conversion and things will go.
I was very pleased with this proposal packet that Paul and Greg and Brandy put together. That gap assessment is really good because if we get bids on software and maybe one of them requires a certain, our computers to be a certain age or certain level, and ours don't meet that, you know, we could take the low bid and then have to replace a bunch of computers, or, and this will just qualify whether or not, you know, what we'll have to do with our current software, so I thought it was really good.
And it does include law enforcement, court case management, financial management, and jury management software. It does not have anything with probation or.
I noticed that there's a possibility of using some state software for jury pooling as opposed to making it part of this, and at a substantial savings or just a savings to the county?
We're not sure because we haven't received any proposals yet, but I'm sure any savings would be good. But the district clerk, if there's an option, she has the option to decide what she wants to use.
Is the state bill a pain?
No. He'd be called in.
Did you say there is a problem with it?
There used to be a lot of problems with it.
Okay.
But I had to look into it and see.
Well, he just listed that as an option. I mean, it's not a, as a possible option.
It's an option.
The only reason we put that in there is so that we can ask them to price the jury component separately, because some of them may have it included with their court management software, and some of them it may be a separate package.
I think one of them had the jury package. When we were in there in financials, one of them didn't have the jury package.
Well, and what we're asking for, I believe, is as far as this spells out, is a fully integrated system from the origin of the case to the disposition of the case. So, and financials.
And in the back of the proposal, there are things, specific things listed, and we'll be able to sit there and side by side compare each one to see what they offer, what they can do, what's coming in the future, or what they already have in the works. So it'll be very specific in what we're looking for and how we can compare each one.
I'll make this aware, we need to make the department heads aware to look at this, make sure it has everything, and don't come to us after the fact and say you didn't do it.
Well, we don't know what's coming down from the legislature yet.
No.
So you may have to add something.
Yeah.
Because of what the law says you shall do.
That's spelled out in here as well.
Yeah.
We've had that.
But they spelled out changes that the legislature may implement. That's in here, it's covered as well.
But it will keep us compliant.
Well, some stuff goes into effect September 1, some stuff goes in January 1.
Right, he put that in the specifications that are the minimum requirements that they will disclose what those upgrades will cost or if they...
You've been good about that.
Yeah.
So if we put out the notice, go ahead and get these sent to the vendors that have been here with us, but then I advertise a notice. Are we going to accept proposals until August the 14th?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. It gets them 6 weeks.
Greg said that they would need probably about 45 days to go through this back end here to where they can, you know, take each one of these things and look at it.
And
he
then
said it would be a really in-depth thing on their part also. So
then we'll probably get them by that court meeting on August 15th, and then we'll take a couple of weeks to review them.
I would think so, yes, sir.
So we can make a decision maybe the end of August.
And I'll send them out July 1st.
Okay. If you can get them in the mail today, it'll be fine.
Okay. If that doesn't affect anything, then I'll send them out this afternoon.
I'll move to approve the RFP packet for software and to accept bids or proposals until August the 14th at 5:00.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to issue the RFP for software ending on August the 14th at 5 p.m. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. I'm going to put one in the record. Matt, yes, ma'am.
Can we get a copy of the proposal?
Oh, no. Randy.
We'll print you one of the
parts. Item 6 is here, report on courthouse construction, take any necessary action.
Terry was ready to answer that.
Yes, sir.
Judge, I'm listening to this man about the garbage trucks and all like that. It's a large truck and they carry a lot of weight and all like that. So what is the reason that they don't like that?
Well, I'll discuss it with you after court.
Court?
Yeah, after court. Item 6 is here, report on courthouse construction, take any necessary action. David's not here. Anything we need to know?
I saw the architect walking up to the building earlier, but basically I walked through this morning, the plaster's in progress. They're going to start tile on the 8th. It'll take about a week. While they're doing that, they're working on getting these offices ready for probation to move down here. That's going to be coming along pretty quick. So that's kind of where we're at right now. They're not going to be much going on next week.
I talked to the probation officers, and they said they were going to start wiring on the 8th.
Okay. Start what?
Wiring on the 8th.
Okay. So they're patching the plaster now, getting ready to paint those offices. That may be plaster. It's not like fingernail polish or something stout. They're also going to start the demo of the terrazzo pretty quick, and that'll take a few days. Once they get the terrazzo in and polished, they're going to put temporary rails up and take that temporary wall down, and then basically this end will be passable at that point.
Good. Anything else? Item 6 won't require any action. Item 7 is to discuss and take action to request proposals for the county employee health plan. Commissioner Heffner.
This is something that I brought up last year, but it was a little bit late and some confusion on what dates were effective and all that. It hasn't been bid in 8 years, seven?
Four, 2004.
2004, so.
9 years.
9 years, this is 9 years. So this is just an attempt to see if we can help get our health care plan within our budget.
Can I say something, Judge? I think it's still too late now because you're not going to have enough time to get everything back. Plus, we have all our flex spending, which is our cafeteria, that fits in there, that puts that money that's tax exempt, which costs less to the county in taxes. That has to be done in September for payrolls in October. So we're looking at the 1st of July. We're looking at a very short window there. Plus, I have gotten more information with the new health care reform. I've got notices right. I am swamped with that right now on that part of it. Because we're going to be heading up with more stuff that's coming down the pipeline. I've got notices that need to go out now that are going to have to be redone. And we're going to have to comply because if we don't, we're going to be fined. And we still don't know what's coming down that pipeline. That's scary to me because of the everything. And I have been hit up by several people and I've given them information about our insurance. I've given Mr. Roy Brown and Mr. Gage. And then Mr. Butch Raglin called me and said that we were going out for bids or whatever on it the other day. And I said, no, we haven't. And he said, well, it's been decided. And I said, no, it's on the agenda today. So I've got to call him back and get the signs. I did say, I don't believe you've got enough time.
Of course, the people that are in that business, they know all of the concerns and problems that are coming forward probably better than
me?
Than
yes.
What you do. So
that's their job.
That's right. And so they're going to be more versed on it. They're going to be more in a position to be speedy about it. The only concern might be to gather information to help them do their job, but I think some of them have already got enough information to go ahead. So in view of the fact that we just can't keep kicking the can down the road. Just cannot do it.
Last year y'all were told and y'all said y'all were going to work on it earlier.
Been working on it for a long time and now we've got to the point where we've got to go out for proposals.
I was told that the renewal dates and they were a little bit off. So this has been discussed a year ago now.
Well, it's whatever, but I'm
and here's the deal. Our insurance has not been budgeted properly, and we've been consistently overspending. And we can't do that again. So we've got to get this thing within our budget, or we're going to have problems. So if any changes are required to help get us within the budget, I would like to see some proposals so maybe we can get a better deal on our proposal so that any changes that have to be made are minimum. You know what I'm saying? I want to have to do, if I have to make a change, which I don't want to at all,
well,
but I would like for that to be as minimal as possible.
When you say proposals and everything, every year our TBA sends this out to lots of companies, and they do it on that side of it.
You're talking about third-party administrator.
The third-party administrator has done that because it is, I mean, they bring us like four or five different.
Yes, I've seen that sheet, yes.
So, I mean, that part has been done. I don't want people to believe that we've never done anything because it's done every year on that part of it.
On the providers?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's bid every year.
Yes, that's bid every
year. And the third-party administrator handles that. So what we would be basically getting proposals on the third-party administrator then. And then those, whoever those third-party administrators would be bidding, they're also getting quotes from probably the same people. Health.
My only concern, and I am not opposed to getting proposals. It's just we don't have an RFP, and I don't know. I mean, if we just put it out there, bid our health insurance.
Apples and oranges.
I'm not sure what we'll be looking at.
I wonder how fast we get one put together. How different would ours be than this one from another county? They're requesting fully insured proposals, which we're not fully insured. How different would ours be? Would it be similar?
It'd probably be a lot different. I mean, I gave you. I mean, I don't know if we could just give them this information in a package.
This here?
That I gave you, and say, here's what you need to bid it. Just tell us what you think. And then I guess we could comb through all the different plans.
That's really what I think. We need recommendations. We really do. We need someone else's eyes on our insurance benefit program. It may alert us to some things we're not aware of. It may help us with our costs. It may tell us some things that we've got to look forward to, we don't want to look forward to, that Myra was mentioning, that we don't want to deal with. But I think we just need to put it out there and let us comb through it, see what it is.
Well, here's the deal on the timeline.
We have our prescriptions that are done in that. Well, I mean, but it's not any different than that. Why do we write that?
Well, the deal on the timeline is I would like to see our budget adopted by the 1st of September so that we don't get in a bind like we did last year and we're at the last day, which I know that's legal and all that. But it puts us without reserves, it puts us in a bind. So I realize the time is tight, and I wish I'd been a little more educated on time constraints. But I think it's going to benefit us to at least do our best to get it done.
If you did an RFP, would you want to lay down the deductibles and all that, or let them have some proposals to you and a variable?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think that you get to. I don't think you get specific. I think you just be generic. And these people bid companies and counties and whatever on. They know what to do with groups, and they know what might be best for a group somewhere. And it may be different than what we have. What we have may be the very best in the world. It may be.
Yeah.
But if we don't compare it to somebody else, we won't know.
Another thing is out there, and I really can't go into depth with it because of HIPAA. We do have a case that's out there that is quite large, and we're at stop loss now. And when y'all do bid or give this, y'all need to implement something or take a look at different features and everything on that. Because if I don't say something now, y'all are going to say, well, why did you say this? Well, I basically can't say a whole lot about it because of HIPAA.
Right. I understand that, and we have some costs that floored me that there may be a way to get the same service for,
But some of those costs that you see, that money's coming back in because of a $75,000 stock loss.
Okay.
You haven't seen that part because what you paid today, you've got $28,000 coming back because of the stock loss. Well. It's just like these grants; you have to pay it first, then you get the money back.
Okay. Yeah.
Just for everybody's information, our consultant will be here on the 15th. And I'd already scheduled that prior to you asking for this on the agenda.
So.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I don't want to say
too much. Didn't they just speak to us not long ago?
Yeah, but they're going to bring the modeler back where they can show us what...
What our options are.
I mean, I don't know that we need any changes. It never hurts to look.
Exactly. They may be doing the very best job.
Yeah.
How long do you want to...
Do we need to try to get this, like a packet like this other, put together? Probably.
That RFP?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from what I'm hearing from the court is that if you just get that information.
And send it.
provide that to them.
Well, okay. Most time the insurance comes, it'll give you multiple options.
You can do that today.
Option A, B, or C.
I can send an email to Jeff and try to get this right, this information. Mm-hmm. Wonder how quick that'll be back.
Probably pretty soon.
Yeah, he'll do it quickly.
Have given our plan document to several different ones that have asked for it. Our plan document is that big, okay? So, and in this new law that we've got,
You're talking about the Affordable Care Act?
Yes, I am. I'm not going to name it anything but the new health care act.
So far, I haven't heard about it being very affordable.
We need to stay ahead of that ball on this deal.
I've got notices now, and plus, not only that, you've got this. Where this 30 hours is already in there. If you have somebody that's working, the law says 30 hours instead of like 40 to cover somebody. And if somebody goes part-time, if they go that 30, you have to put them on health insurance.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure. There's a lot of things in this.
It's an
okay.
Bombard.
How long do you want to go out for the proposals?
Can we do it the same time as the computer software? Mm-hmm. 6 weeks? Is that too long?
I think that's too long. I'd give them 30 days because some of them are already working on it.
Into July so that we can not be working on two things at once and the budget.
Then I'd go 30 days and let them get after it.
July 30th.
Yeah. 30 okay. days. I mean, these big companies have a generic plan.
If we hit a snag, we might have to move it a week.
If we hit a snag, let's discuss it on the 15th.
That'll be then.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it on the 15th, and then we'll.
So I'll just request this information that here, and put it in a packet and send it to the local folks and
have it by
and have it ready for whoever contacts us. So we need to also put this ad in the paper.
Yes,
and take care of that.
I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to tell them who to contact for specifications, so I'm going to put your name on there.
That's fine.
That okay?
I'll have this put together as soon as I can get it back. Yes.
All right.
So we need a motion to this effect. I'll move to accept proposals on the county employee health plan until 5 o'clock, July the, what date is that, court? Is it the 31st?
30.
It will be the 31st, so the 30th at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Is that all we need?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get this sent out.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to request proposals for our county employee health plan ending on July the 30th at 5 p.m. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
I finally got it.